Hello, the Spy Minister of Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 12. Hebrews 4, 12 and 13. For the Word of God is quick and powerful. So the quick there is what alive. And now we are on powerful. Now saying how powerful the Word is. When God wanted to do the greatest miracle, He sent an angel. And when He sent the angel, what did you give Him? Lightning, fire, thundering? No! What did He give to the angel? The Word of God. The Word of God in the mouth of the angel is as powerful as the Word of God in God's own mouth. The Word of God in the mouth of the angel is as powerful as the Word of God in God's own mouth. Now, receive this time bomb. The Word of God in the mouth of a man, of a woman like me, as I'm speaking right now. And when you receive this word and you also speak it, whether it's a man, woman, boy, child, whatever age, if you believe this word and you take it up, the Word of God in your mouth, the mouth of a man, is as powerful as the Word of God in Angel Gabriel's mouth. And the Word of God in your mouth, in the mouth of a man, is as powerful as the Word of God in God's own mouth. And somebody say, is this not sacrilege? Are you not blaspheming? Oh, let me give you a very, very simple example. And you know, so if you've listened to the previous episode, I spoke about how Angel Gabriel went to Mary and spoke the word, and how Mary, such a wise girl, Luke 1:38, and Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me. She embraced the word, she received the word, and the word went into her ovaries and sparked the ovary. And that was baby Jesus, fully man, 100% man, 100% God. A mystery indeed. Hallelujah. The Word of God in your mouth. Now listen to this. This illustration can really help you. So you load a pistol, a cute pistol. You load, fully loaded with live ammunition. Then you give it to your 5-year-old or your 10-year-old, whichever the age, child. And you say, shoot at me. And stand before the child and say, whether you like it or not, you are a little child. When you shoot at me, it will not work. Look at me standing here. You can shoot as much as you want. You are a child. So the pistol with the live ammunition cannot work. Oh, you won't sleep at home that day. That day, if you ever do that, you will not sleep at home. Where would you sleep? You know where you sleep. Because that 5-year-old who has been watching films will now point at you and press the trigger. Boom, off it goes into your stomach. That it will not be your story. Or you give it to your wife. Say, who is a woman? Who is a woman? A woman. Oh, please. Is it not a woman? I don't take it when women preach, when women are taught. Say, what do they know? What is it not a woman? So give that pistol to your wife with live ammunition. Stand before your wife, spread your hands, and say, shoot at me. You are a woman, it will not work. And let her press the trigger. Boom! Into the stomach it goes. And that will not be your story. You are not that foolish. Or you give it to a young man, give it to a man. Listen, give it to an old man. The pistol in the hands of a child is as powerful as the pistol in the hands of a mature child. Is it a pistol loaded with live ammunition? It will work. Press the trigger and it's working. That is how the Word of God is. That is exactly how the word, whether it's in the mouth of an angel,
God is guaranteed. Whether it's in the mouth of God himself, as he opened creation up, when you go to Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was that form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light. That word, let there, another version say, light be. When he said, light be. It's as powerful as when Angel Gabriel said, fear not, Mary, for you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. It's the same level. It is just the pressing of the trigger and boom, it goes. And the same word in your mouth, yes, in your mouth, in my mouth, in your mouth, a human being like you and I, when we speak that word, the same effect, boom, it goes. Whether the word is in your mouth, whether it's in the mouth of an angel, whether it's the mouth of God, same effect. Same effect. The word is the word, and it is powerful. Now you understand when I say the word is powerful. You are blessed, blessed. I am so happy for you as you're listening, because I know something has happened to you as you're hearing this word. Some powerful thing has happened to you in Jesus' name. Bye.